I'm first excited to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing in America in May, VA. Paul, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
We have a great guest here. Always happy to see Bill Nelson. He is a multi-talented, really one of the best authors that I've seen come around in a long time. So welcome, Bill. Good to see you.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Thanks, Neil.
So, Bill, we haven't talked more about your background. Like, okay, we've kind of jumped into more of the story, your family background, why you wrote the book. But let's learn a little bit about Bill Nelson. First of all, more of your background.
Well, I was born at a young age. That was a joke. When I was young, I had really two big interests, martial arts and playing guitar. And really thought I was going to be a rock star. That was the plan. And then that didn't really work out. I had a martial arts career that lasted about 5 years. That was a lot of fun until I started to break a lot of bones, and then it became less fun. Then for the last 20 years, I've been, had kind of a day job in the IT world, doing project management, infrastructure implementation, even spent a couple of years working on a big AI project, worked a lot in the oil and gas space and healthcare, and also for the federal government on really big IT projects. But I play guitar as a session guitar player, although that work is sporadic. And then I was in a rock band for like 7 years that was really, really loud. And that was a lot of fun. And then I've been in blues bands off and on for like the last 25 years. And then recently I've kind of gone full circle, because when I started playing guitar for money, I started in country. So one of the first paying gigs I ever had was in a country band. So I've come full circle and I've come back around to playing country. And I wish I had done this decades ago, because the country thing has really exploded, and the energy level and the crowds and the economics of it. I'm getting paid as much to play guitar right now, even at my age, in this country band, that I have ever in my life. And this last year, when everything else was running really, really slow, the money I was making from the country band really helped out. It was really a good thing. So, I stay busy all the time. And, people are always trying to set me up with women, which I kind of have a bad attitude about women in general these days, but especially because I don't have time. I don't have time to be in a relationship. I don't even know how I would try to fit that in.
Isn't that the craziest thing? You look at those things and look at you and saying you don't have time to fit it in, because it's such a challenging schedule. And I think it's a challenging schedule for both the man and the woman in so many ways. You got to find somebody who's available all the time, or else your schedule, you're traveling or you're doing band or you're working while that person has an opposite schedule with the kids. At a certain age, it's tough to date.
It really is. I think you get to a point, you hit a threshold with it where it starts to have diminishing returns, let's say. Whenever I do talk to a woman, they always say, I'm busy. I'm really busy. And I think to myself, you're busy.
It doesn't matter, Bill, what your business
is. I'll see you and raise you,
Now, so, and it's interesting, and it depends on what it, so Bill, now with you employed again, maybe, just maybe, and a successful author and musician, you might find the right person at one of the bars. But am I saying meet someone at a bar? I don't know if that's the best idea, but let's go more to,
way down my list of priorities. Let's just say that.
Isn't that amazing? I think a lot of people rather be single than married or have a significant other, which is going to be interesting what our country is going to look like in years if that's the case. Let's talk about Bill. you know, the music, how the audience, you should never give up. You never know. You could maybe get on one of the bigger bands and be a guitarist and travel the country at one point in time.
Well, I'll say this, playing country causes you to develop a different set of muscles. It's a different approach to the instrument entirely. It's a lot less linear. It's less linear than jazz, but you wind up playing over the chord progression the same way a jazz player does. Whereas opposed to if you play blues or you play rock, you're just kind of playing in a key, you know, whatever key the song is in. But in country and jazz, you're like literally playing over the changes. And it's a really different set of muscles. But I have to say, as a guitarist, and it's weird, but I'm probably as good as I've ever been right now. Like I may be peaking right now.
Okay. So that's why people are listening. And if I could set you up in a country band to travel the country getting paid, would you do it?
Hey, if the economics are right, anything is possible.
And then you can write the whole time while you're just traveling.
I'm playing with Zach Jones in the 45s right now. I'm one of the 45s. And Zach's got a really bright future. The kid sings his butt off and he writes some beautiful songs. And he's got a really bright future. And he seems to be really, really pleased with what I'm doing. So, you know, my attitude about that is, you know, I definitely have given him the rest of this year. He's got dates booked for us all the way out to the end of the year this year. And I'm going to see those through, and see what happens and see where we go from there. But, it's 2024, because it's an election year, everybody was talking about the wheels are going to come off, but seems like the best things happen with me whenever everybody else is behind the eight ball.
And that's the truth. And it's, you chose something. Music doesn't have a recession. IT doesn't have a recession. Marketing doesn't have a recession.
IT had a recession last year. You know,
in certain industries, but not others. Just dependent, you know. But it was all a growth. Meaning, if it has a recession, that's really dumb. If you don't have IT for your company, that's stupid. Plain and simple. Especially with the hacks that are out there. Oh my. So, you know, this group, have you decided to go to Nashville yet?
Yeah, they're working on that, and we're doing some recording and trying to lay the groundwork for a record.
Would you go to Nashville? How far would you go with them to Nashville?
Oh yeah. If they get sessions booked in Nashville or Louisiana or Austin, wherever. Yeah, I'll go and do those sessions.
Okay, sure. So you're talking to an agent right now that the musicians are wanting to hire, actors are trying to hire, because I know everybody. So it was interesting. I forgot who I was having a conversation with. Who is that? Oh, I had some woman I live streamed last week. She's really good, but her agent cut me off. Hey, you guys don't understand. If you do something to me, I'll tell you it straight on my show. And she basically said, well, my agent will be in touch. Oh, your agent's not going to get you anywhere. The bottom line is I know who I can get you in touch with, Nashville, all those different things. So we'll have to definitely. But see, this is why we have these conversations, Bill. No one knew Bill's a celebrity. Congrats, man. You know, you're going to be in one of the big bands. You just, if I manifest it, it happens. And especially if the media giant becomes the connector, what do you think groups, because I know you study this because you're part of the industry, what makes a group get discovered today versus yesterday when it comes to music?
I mean, in the country world, I think it's really about the songs. You know, if you've got a good song, you can either record it and sell it under your own brand, or you can sell it to another artist, right? There's a couple of guys out there right now that are really successful that were nothing but songwriters for a decade. And they wrote some songs and sold them to other artists. And then eventually, you know, they had enough momentum and enough credibility that they could make records under their own name, and they're doing really well now. So, but there's a lot of different ways into it, but it really depends on the songwriting.
If anyone, so this is why I always tell you this, Bill, I've been doing my radio show, podcast, TV show for almost 15 years. And now a real syndicator is having me do a pilot. And if I get picked up, this show will pay me and potentially make me a star in radio. And so you never know what can happen. Now, you guys won't be on. I'll have to interview celebrities myself, but I'm still going to do my other shows. Why? Why wouldn't I not? Because I love radio. But ultimately, a radio syndicator where it's going to have to be true radio has found my talent because of connections, and boom. Same thing happens in music. It's just about getting it to the right person in Nashville. And then well, bam.
That, yeah. I mean, it's always been about who do you know, right?
The media giant knows all. So guys, hit me up on Twitter and say, does the media giant know all? Go ahead and like me on all the different platforms. You can go to bloodandfirebooks.com, book.com, bloodandfirebook.com to purchase Bill's book today. If you haven't purchased it, you better purchase it now or the media giant's coming after you. Appreciate it, Bill. Thanks again. And hey, you know what? You could be my tag team partner as well, Bill. I did not know you knew the martial arts. We could be a tag team in Houston and you could go and run the martial arts and while I just stand there and watch. How's that sound?
Yeah, I think we have to consult with my doctors about that.
Hey, that's why you got to try DDP yoga, Diamond Dallas Page yoga, DDPY, literally strengthened my spine already. It's ready for the comeback. I feel younger doing yoga, but it's fun yoga, not that namby-pamby stuff that you would go down the yoga studio or you go and try Diamond Dallas Page yoga.
Yeah, you're the second person I've heard that from. And so, yeah, I think I will try that.
Well, see, again, DDP, you're my man. You come on my show 3 times. I'm waiting for a sponsorship. Maybe be part of the documentary. Appreciate it, Bill. Thanks for stopping by, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot.
All right, you're listening to Watching the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a